He is the miracle maker. He's still doing what he said he's going to do. He still accomplished everything on the cross. So when truth is presented, you have the opposite item that has a tendency to kind of lie to you when truth is presented. Whatever your ailment, whatever your sickness, whatever a disease, whatever your situation, the truth is this, is that he is your miracle maker. He is still performing miracles today. He is your healer. He is your king. And he is your savior. To understand a relationship like Jesus is to understand a love that is unconditional. We're used to expressing our love based on conditions. His love was given to you before you were ever formed, and his love has never been done away with. It will stand to the end of time, and even at the end of time will be in eternity because of his love. His love is given to you. Remember that message, re-gift the gift? It's time to give your gift of love to somebody else. Sometimes we got to go outside of our comfort zone, outside of our families, outside of our friends, our acquaintances, people that we know. We've got to go beyond that and go to a place that we do not know. Touch someone that does not know who Jesus is. And it doesn't come by the word. Not by every scripture that you know. Whether you can quote it, misquote it. It's on how you live the word of God. Amen. That will speak volumes to the individual that does not know God. Matter of fact, it'll speak so much volume to the people that know God, it may even convict their hearts to want to know God even more. The level of relationship that we must engage in is engaging in a level that we have never experienced. He's going to challenge you. This is truth. He will challenge you. Have you ever challenged your child to do something greater than what he believes or she believes that they can do? Because the first thing out of their mouth is, I can't do it, but they haven't tried it. Well, we sit in churches every Sunday and we can't, but you haven't tried yet. And your Father in heaven is saying, yes, you can. Well, I can't make it. Yes, you can. I can't do it by myself. You're not alone. He's there with you. And he's showing you, I can take you to a place in him if you just let him. What will stop you from engaging in a relationship with Christ, it's called religion. Relationship is all about love. Religion is about acts of love without the love. Do you understand? Will you engage in an act of love to the Father? Let me just say it this way. Some of you may feel that the Father in heaven is going to hurt you like your father here on earth. That's not how our daddy is. The daddy that's in heaven will go everywhere you go. The Bible says, as Paul writes, if I make my bed in hell, there you will be with me. That's a very strong statement. Saying that wherever you're at, he's going to be there. Even if you choose to go to a place that is not very pleasant, he's there with you. Do you understand? I'm trying to help you to understand the importance of the love of Christ. And you engaging in him. Because it's very important. We are coming in a time and an era of how this world just doesn't want nothing to do with Christ. You can mention God all day long. But the moment you mention Jesus Christ, you've offended everybody. But we have to be quiet because we got to be politically correct. I'm not raised in a political system. I am raised in the governmental system of Christ. Amen. And my king is king. There is no other. Every scripture that is ever written speaks about Jesus and his blood. So if it offends someone to say Jesus Christ, that's to show you they're not of your family. That doesn't mean cast them out. Love them in to the kingdom. Embrace with love. Not judgment, not condemnation, not a religious mindset, but a relational mindset to say, I've experienced Jesus. And if you have an experience, I welcome you and invite you to experience him. That doesn't mean bring him to church. Religion tells you to do that. Relationship says, let me introduce you to him right here. See, we've had this whole mindset of we've got to get people in the church so we can fill up the chairs. Well, as a pastor on this end, bring them. Bring them. But Jesus is saying, no, bring me to them. Amen. Do you understand? And that's what we've got to do. That's what we've got to do. I want you to stand to your feet. If you're able, stand to your feet. I want you to look to your neighbor next to you, left and right, and say, I love you. Jesus loves you. You're a blessing because he blessed you. Blessings follow you. You can't curse what is blessed. Because he blessed you, you're blessed to eternity. Today is your day for a miracle. It's going to manifest in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Thank him. Thank him. Thank Jesus. Thank Jesus. Manifest. Thank Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, daddy's good.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Papa Louie, I'm going to shame this devil. This devil that's been lying to quite a few people in here says because a promise has gone forth, they believe it's not going to happen now, that they've got to stay poor in order to be humble. Well, that's a lie that comes from the deceiver himself. You are not to be poor. You are not to be broke, busted, and disgusted. Because if that be the case, why are you working to begin with? Why are you looking to do a good job at your job? Why? Because of promotion and increase, correct? Those are not something new. Those are the principles of the kingdom of God. He created you to prosper. He created you to overcome. And if you want to be low, watch this. This is what the Bible says. He'll lift you up. I want you, please, just follow the Holy Spirit. Lift up your hands real quick. Now lift it up like you're going to grab something that's very big. Oh, see, now, do you see the hands go up now? Now you're reaching for something. What am I doing? I'm painting a picture for you that what is yours is right up above you. What has not manifested, you're about to grab hold of. Because what it says in the Word, it says, what you loose here on earth, you loose what is in heaven. But you don't just loose it just to loose it. You loose it so that it's manifested.
Yeah.
On the count of three, I want you to pull down your miracle. One, two, three. Now pull it down. Did you receive your miracle? Did you receive your miracle? I said, did you receive your miracle? Did you receive your miracle? Did you receive it? Receiving is not seeing, it's believing. When you say, I'm just reaching for air. Look, watch this. When you lift your hand up, you're in the heavenlies. And when you start waving your hand, you're moving out principalities, princes of the air. You're moving them out of the way. Why do you think he wants to keep your hands down during praise? Why do you think he don't want you to worship with your hands up? Because you're beginning to move things out of the way. See, Jacob laid down, he fell asleep, and when he opened his eyes in the spirit, he saw a ladder that ascended to the heavens. And he said, I can see the angels coming and going. Why? Because something had to be separated. Something had to separate the natural from the supernatural. But God sent a ladder down so that you can go up and you can bring it down. Don't be looking for no physical ladder. Just start stepping. Start stepping to what's rightfully yours. Don't let anything or any circumstance tell you you can't have it. And if your body has been lying to you that you ain't perfectly made, bind that devil. It's a lying spirit. You're perfect, made in his image. And not one sickness or disease can be in your body. So by faith, you pull down your miracle for healing. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, he's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. Oh, he's good. Oh, he's good. Oh, he's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
There you go, there you go. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. Let me explain what just happened in this room. The angel came and stirred the waters. Some of y'all jumped in and some of y'all waited. But as the waters began to churn a little bit, get kind of turbulent a little bit, what happened is some of y'all started jumping in all by yourself. Quit looking for a handout. Just get your hand in. The angel of God came to stir your faith. Some of y'all that were about to lose something very, very special, the hand of God steadied it, and now you're not going to lose it. Matter of fact, when the thief came in to kill, steal, and destroy, the hand of God steadied it. Where the angel of death was trying to come in, the blood steadied it. I'm stirring your faith for a reason. Your faith is the thing that receives. My God. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Yeah. See, I know we have some sort of program somewhere. We probably didn't bring it out to put it into use today. But it just so happens that we have a very precious couple in the room. And I know they look at me like, why do we never get a time to spend with you? We come and we don't see you till after the service. But when you walked in today, I said, Lord, I feel something that's happening. And if I'm getting delivered, then deliver me. And if I'm getting set free, then set me free. But as I heard this last song and I began to cry out unto God, I heard this for you. You will not go the way you came. You will leave like the camels have come and deposited into your house. With overflowing in abundance. Because God says that you've been faithful with the little. And you have much, you love much of where I have sent you. But what I'm about to do is to enlarge you. Not just by the means of influence, but by the means of land, territory, and government that was once kind of skewed in that area, is beginning to see light come in. That light is coming to change the way they view and see missionaries in that country. Matter of fact, in your region, I see the fire of God beginning to burn around the borders. And as it's burning around the borders, there is slave trafficking, sex trade trafficking is beginning to be moved out.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord.
It has come into that region with the vengeance. But God is saying, these are my children. Take your hands off. And I'm raising the angels of God, the prophets of God, to speak in the atmosphere that it shall go forth and penetrate the hearts of those that are in this type of bondage. You will get to the leaders. You'll get to the mamas and you'll get to the babies. When they come in, say, we don't have room to contain, but watch in an instant how God is going to release unto you supernatural millions into your ministry. Supernatural millions into your ministry. That when you come and go, you won't have to worry, where's the finances coming from? Watch. Oh, I heard that. Thank you, Jesus. You've asked even about your newest grandbaby that has come in. Is everything going to be okay? Are we going to leave a legacy? Or are we going to just leave something for them to either have to shut down or continue on? God says, I have established it four generations deep. Four generations deep. And it would not even be left aside. Matter of fact, it'll continue to flourish. Continue to plow the ground like you've never plowed before. But every time that you put your foot on soil, watch as I have begun to order your steps in new territories. New territories. There is one particular chief of a tribe that has come against your ministry and is constantly trying to come against your leaders and pastors. God says, I have already touched his heart, and I'm going to begin to change the way he sees and perceives Jesus. Amen. Where the power of God will remove that influence in his mind, and he'll become the one that influences those that followed him. Oh, Jesus, thank you. You will have military assault weapons being dropped at your feet. Dropped at your feet. I don't want this no more. Will you help me? Will you help me? I fear for my life. And the moment you begin to open up your mouth, it will not be your voice. It'll be the voice of God that will speak. Witchcraft is going to be bound by the love of God and bring those people out of captivity. Matter of fact, the woman that has come many times, comes and goes, but never wants to commit. This woman has millions and millions of followers. Millions and millions of followers because she's a spirit. She's a witch. And God says that I'm about to bring some sort of move that you haven't seen before. Where the manifestation will be where people are being loose right there in the streets. 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 Being loose. And when they're awakened, where do we go? Where do we go? Now, for some reason, I see vehicles that have your logo on it that are going up and down the streets. And you're just picking them up. And you're bringing them in to the point of, where are we going to put them? How are we going to do it? They need housing that we can't house. Builders are going to you. Builders are going to you. To help you build even more. And don't look at the land, whether or not the land is going to be fruitful. The moment you stake ground on it, he'll begin to bring up the springs from the wells. He is so pleased with you. So pleased with you. Man and woman of God, of the beloved Most High, I'm here to tell you, you have labored not in vain. Your season of tears is coming now into joy. And you will see the fruition of everything that you have labored for. There is a connection that is about to take place here in the States that has so much wealth behind it, is about to be released into your ministry. That it was formed and fitted just for you. They try to put it someplace else. Nope, God shuts it down. They try to go to this. God shuts it down. And to the moment when they said, Lord, where do I sow? Your faces have popped up. He's going to do it. And you'll be able to come and go because God is raising up sons and daughters there in Katali. They can run it and do everything that you've shown them. And they're very grateful for what you've done. They see your heart. They seen Christ in you and how you've worked and worked and labored and toiled. And man of God, let me just tell you, even some of the frustration that has come, know this, I'm bringing healing right here in your body. Total healing. And you'll walk with such fire. You don't have just 10. You don't have 15. God says he's added unto you 20 plus years. Do not fear, man of God. Do not fear. You're stepping into the greatest level of your anointing. The greatest level of your anointing. Where the dead will be raised. They will be raised. You've seen signs and wonders. You've seen the prelude of what is to come. But you're going to experience a greater level of glory in God's eyes. You will see it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. It's early, guys. It's early. Football games are over, so we're good. We're good. It's all right. See, I even made you guys lunch. You see it back there? It's perfect for you guys. We're going to go ahead and break real quick. And what we're going to do is release the children so that we can go in the back. I just want to share something with you real quick. We met up yesterday at, is it Rainbow Playground? And spoke to the manager there, giving us a great deal on a playground that we could possibly get installed here. They'll install it, deliver, install it for us in 3 weeks. Lifetime warranty. It's what we've been asking for, guys. It's what we're asking for. It's originally that part of that $10,000 that we're believing God for. Okay, so God is working things out. So I just want you to think that in your mind and in your spirit. Here's what I want you to pray. God, I love barbecue. I do. But I love manifestation of your miracle more. Okay? I can prophesy millions into their ministry, and I'm going to prophesy millions into mine. Oh, okay. Now it hit. It finally hit. It finally hit. Okay. I prophesy millions into this house. Yes. Millions into this house. Why? To further the kingdom. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want a new building. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. All right. What I want you to do, can you hand out the tithe and offering envelopes? We're going to do our tithe right now. And is you have it or is Jackie? Jackie, you have it? I'll do it just, we can just go through. All right, as they're handing out the tithe and offering envelopes, what I want you to do is write miracle. 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 What'd you put on the bottom?
Restoration, redemption, and revelation.
Okay, all right. You could do that, but miracle. And write miracle. All right, I want you to write miracle because I'm believing for a miracle. You're believing for a miracle. Yes. So we're going to receive a miracle. Yes. Amen. Yes. And when you have it ready, lift it up before the Lord as a wave offering to move the principalities and those spirits out of the way. And now what happens is now God says, ooh, those are my people down there. They're believing, they're believing, they're believing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the harvest right now. We thank you for the increase back into their life. Father, we thank you that with a good heart they have sown, a cheerful heart, a willing heart. And as they sow into the kingdom of God, Lord, we thank you for supernatural blessings back into their life. Whatever money cannot buy, Father, you can meet their needs, supersede their needs, and you can make a miracle take place in their life, Father. And I thank you for their harvest in their life, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may now come and serve the Lord. You got something, David? All right. Hey. And if your children are going to go to the back, Minister Oscar has them ready to go. Hallelujah.
Get behind closed doors, man, you hit the floor.